This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Is it realistic to project Kyle Lowry in a Heat uniform under any circumstance? In other words, could you see, what are the chances that you could see the Heat go up on their price point and potentially meet that 3 years and 30, or see Kyle Lowry come down on his either or? What are the chances that either or could happen?
Clay, it's interesting you mentioned price point, because there's two price point elements to this. There's, what does Kyle Lowry at 35 years old want in a contract? Well, like I mentioned in my column that was in today's South Florida Sun Sentinel, the NBA has what they call a 38 and over rule, that once your contract of more than 3 years takes you past your 38th birthday, they start averaging back some of your salary. So basically, Kyle's going to be limited to a 3 year contract. We've heard the number 3 years, about $30 million average, higher than we thought. But Clay, Kyle holds all the cards. He's a free agent. He can go where he wants, how he wants, at what price point he wants. So what you do in a negotiation is you look at all the factors. If you're Andy Ellisberg, if you're Pat Riley, if you're Adam Simon, and here's the reality. We just saw New Orleans make a major trade to open up far more cap space than the Heat, with interest in Kyle Lowry becoming their quote-unquote Chris Paul. We know that the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban with his wealth are lurking to get Luka Doncic, the type of true point guard, to free him up alongside of him. They're looking at Kyle Lowry. We know that Philadelphia, hometown Philadelphia, for Kyle Lowry, the 76ers are looking for a truer point guard as they probably or possibly move Ben Simmons. So you have this competition. So Clay, if you would have asked me a week ago, can the Heat negotiate a price point with Kyle Lowry? I would have told you, well, he's injury prone. He's 35 years old, so why not? But now that I saw what the Pelicans did, now that we know what the Mavericks are doing, Kyle Lowry has all the cards. He basically can get himself a maximum contract and tell teams, we are starting at that point. Then you get to the Heat. There's two mechanisms to get Kyle Lowry: to max out your cap space. And Clay, I know there's other ways to do it, but I do not see the Heat getting higher than $24 million of cap space. And that probably means losing Kendrick Nunn and anyone coming back, Andre Iguodala, Goran Dragic, anyone at above a minimal contract beyond that. Will that save Kyle Lowry if Miami truly is a destination? That's number one, sign and trade. Be much easier. But again, as we've mentioned now for over half of the show, you know, on our inside the paint store, you know, show, is when you look at that situation, is did the Heat have enough to offer? The offer that John Hollinger, the former Grizzlies executive, mentioned The Athletic, was Precious Achiuwa, was Kezia Okpala, and Andre Iguodala's contract. Could the Raptors do better? And without getting too long-winded here, and I apologize, Pat Riley has always said this. He's always said, first you want to present the threat, I can sign your player outright. Once you have that fear, Toronto, then you could force them into, but if you want to do a sign and trade, we can give you some assets back. We can give you a trade exception. We can go that way. Honestly, there is not a bigger name, a more significant name in this entire offseason for the Miami Heat among outside players than Kyle Lowry. That's where the focus has been. That's where the focus will remain. And if another team lands Kyle Lowry, then I think, and Clay, this is not fair. We're going to go back to comparing how Durant got away and how Gordon Hayward got away. And it's not fair to the Heat, because it's better to have loved and lost than never to have tried in the first place.